Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the General Electric GE Investor Webcast. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. My name is Shaquana, and I will be your conference coordinator today. If at any time during the call you require assistance, please press star followed by zero, and a conference coordinator will be happy to assist you. If you experience issues with the slides refreshing or there appear to be delays in the slides' advancement, please hit F5 on your keyboard to refresh. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the program over to your host for today's call, Trevor Schoenberg, Vice President of Investor Communications. Please proceed.
Thank you, Shaquana. Good morning and welcome, everyone. We're pleased to host today's webcast. Regarding the materials for this webcast, we issued the press release earlier last night, and the presentation slides are available via the webcast. Slides are also available for download and printing on our website, as usual, at www.ge.com/investor. As always, elements of this presentation are forward-looking and are based on our best view of the world and our business as we see them today. Those elements can change as the world changes. Please interpret them in that light. For today's webcast, we have our Chairman and CEO, Jeff Immelt, and our Vice Chairman and CFO, Keith Sharan. Now I'd like to turn it over to our Vice Chairman and CFO, Keith Sharan.
Trevor, thank you. Good morning, everyone.
The implications for GE, and I'll start off with the deal itself. We reached an agreement to sell our remaining 49% equity stake in NBCU to Comcast for $16.7 billion. We think this is an attractive exit price. It's about 10x the 2012 EBITDA, and it's about 18 months earlier than our first put opportunity, which, as all of you know, was only for one half of our remaining stake. In addition, we reached an agreement to sell the NBCU floors in 30 Rock to NBCU. GE Capital has owned those floors since 1996, and Comcast is also buying the CNBC headquarters in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, from GE Capital. The total for the real estate is $1.4 billion, and the total proceeds we're going to receive are $18.1 billion. On the right bar, the second bar shows the composition of the proceeds. GE Capital will receive $1.4 billion of the cash. GE will receive the rest. In addition to the cash that we're receiving, we'll be getting $4 billion of Comcast guaranteed notes and $700 million of NBCU preferred stock. All of the securities can be monetized at or after closing at GE's discretion, and we're still working on the details of how we're going to do that. We have a plan with Comcast right now to close all of this by late March. As we close this, GE will realize a $1 billion pre-tax gain on the 49% sale, and GE Capital will realize a $900 million pre-tax gain on the real estate sale. For cash planning purposes, this is for GE Industrial, is the sale of the final stake, the 49%, and as a result, we're going to be paying approximately $3.2 billion of cash taxes. So I just put that in there so that when we look at capital allocation planning, we can get the net number. After monetization of the securities, the GE parent will realize approximately $13.5 billion in after-tax cash. So we're really pleased to have reached this agreement with Comcast. We think we're exiting at an attractive price. And with that, let me turn it over to Jeff to talk about investor messages.
Great, Keith. Good morning, everybody. I think a great transaction for GE. And then what does it mean for GE investors? First, we don't expect any earnings dilution from the loss of NBC earnings in 2013 and 14, and we'll cover that on the next page. It really is an acceleration of cash from our capital allocation framework, so we really intend to continue our disciplined, balanced approach that we've been using. We'll increase and accelerate the buyback. Our board has authorized an increase to our buyback from the existing $25 billion to $35 billion through 2015. As of today, we have about $23 billion remaining, and our plan is to buy back approximately $10 billion worth of stock this year alone, so really a significant acceleration. And this will really allow us to make significant progress of our objective of reducing our share count below 10 billion shares. We remain committed to improving our industrial earnings mix, and we will continue to be disciplined on M&A. The gains will enable us to fund additional restructuring, and I'll cover more of that on the next page, and as will Keith. But this restructuring will also help us exceed our $2 billion cost-out goal through 2014. So we're making great progress on margins, and we think this will allow us to accelerate that and continue that. And so with this acceleration, we plan to return $18 billion to shareholders in 2013 through dividends and buybacks. So With that, back to Keith to really talk about the impact on our outlook and on earnings.
Thanks, Jeff. Just on the left side, we plan to invest these gains in restructuring in 2013 for our industrial businesses. You know, our two-year cost-out goal will be higher than the $2 billion. We don't have the final numbers on that. We're still finalizing the details of restructuring, as you can imagine. So we're going to have to give you more clarity on that as we finalize those programs, but it will exceed the $2 billion goal. The actions are also going to help us ensure that we deliver our margin expansion goals. And on the G Capital side, we plan to accelerate some additional non-core asset exits. The vast majority of the restructuring, our plan right now is that's going to occur in Q1 and Q2. And as I said, we're still working on the details, and we'll give you more clarity as we finalize what those restructuring programs are. On the right side, this is a look at the earnings impact. By selling the remaining 49% stake, we're going to be giving up about 6 cents of NBCU after-tax earnings from Q2 through year-end. And there's really three offsets in 2013. First, we plan to get about 2 cents worth of benefit from the higher and more accelerated buyback. Second, as you know, we had 2 cents of restructuring in our framework that was not planned to be offset by gains. Now it is offset by gains, so the 2 cents is not a drag in our framework, so that's a plus. And third, with the additional restructuring, we expect to offset the remainder with those benefits in 2013 and obviously in 2014. Finally, if you look, we continue to offset the dilution in 14, the lost NBCU earnings and beyond, and those are going to happen because of the ongoing benefits of the buyback, plus the restructuring benefits, plus the earnings from potential future M&A. So no change to our overall 2013 earnings framework, and as we execute on both the restructuring and the M&A, we expect positive momentum from this transaction as we go into 2014. You know, next is a recap of capital allocation. On the left side, you can see we're expecting to have $75 billion plus of capital to allocate from 13 through 15. It's coming from our industrial cash flow from operating activities, plus the G Capital dividends that we expect, plus the NBCU proceeds. And then on the right side is a look at 2013. Accelerating this NBCU exit makes 2013 a great capital allocation year, obviously. We started the year with $10.5 billion of parent cash. That's above our $8 billion target. We're expecting $17 to $20 billion of CFOA, and we'll have the NBCU proceeds. As Jeff said, you know, our disciplined, balanced approach to capital allocation hasn't changed. What we have here is an acceleration. We've accelerated and increased the buyback. We have the plan to pay the $8 billion of dividends. We're investing about $4 billion in plant and equipment for organic growth, and we plan to close the Avio deal later this year. So, you know, we're going to keep the strong parent liquidity balance. We continue to target that at $8 billion, and we obviously have the flexibility to do more M&A or maybe even more buyback depending upon the opportunities that we see out there. So our priorities here haven't changed, but the timing and flexibility have improved significantly. And finally, just to wrap up on the framework, as I said and Jeff said, there's no change to our outlook on the top for both the industrial or the capital segment earnings. So we're expecting industrial to be up double digit, and G Capital will be neutral to up slightly. And so those two things haven't changed with this outlook. And the one thing that does change here is for corporate. We previously said that the corporate line was going to be approximately $3 billion for 2013. And that reflected a cost run rate of $2.4 billion. Now, you add the $300 million of the G Capital preferred dividend, plus the $300 million of restructuring and excess of gains. So as we said at the end of the year, the outlook was for $3 billion. So what's the outlook now? The total goes to $3.5 billion, and it's pretty straightforward. We're losing about $800 million of NBCU pre-tax earnings from 2Q through Q4, and that's partially offset by the $300 million of restructuring that's now being offset by the NBCU gain. So the only other update on the page is in the cash flow lines. While we're going to receive $16.7 billion of proceeds from the NBCU sale, those don't show up in CFOA and cash from operating activities. Those proceeds will show up in investing activities. However, the industrial cash taxes that we're paying will be included in CFOA. So we just want to point out that while the overall cash is going to be incredibly strong, the cash taxes are going to reduce the reported CFOA when they're paid. So there's no other updates on the framework. And with that, Trevor, Jeff, let's open it up for Q&A.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Keith. Well, let's open up the phone lines for some Q&A.
Yes, sir.